The international humanitarian organisation Médecins Sans Frontières has accused the Greek authorities of mistreating asylum seekers who are arriving in search of refuge. MSF is calling on the European Union to investigate their treatment at the border, claiming a policy of deterrent is being pursued by forcibly returning people who are seeking asylum. More than 570 people, including 24 pregnant women, have received emergency medical and psychological first aid over the past year from MSF. After arriving in Greece in small boats. All 570 had travelled from the coast of Turkey in search of asylum and a better life in Europe. Nicholas Papachrysostomo is MSF's head of mission in the region. He's been telling me what MSF teams are hearing from refugees on the ground.
The testimonies of our patients are very clear. They're very clear when they speak to us and tell us that I have tried to come to Samos twice before, but I was sent back. We have a testimony that speaks of 9 forced returns before the person managed to arrive. So this is a repetitive act that basically characterizes the way the authorities treat the matter.
And that is, to be clear about this, that would be a violation of Greece's obligations under international law and under the their obligations to provide refuge.
Absolutely. And also, these would be a violation to the European legislation. This is not justifiable by any means. The collective expulsions are not to be done. I mean, if it's a different thing to say that a person would come onto the island, arrive, land, be collected, taken to the closed controlled access center on the island, built for this reason with European Union money, okay? Built for this reason where people can go and submit their asylum claims. And their asylum claims are submitted in the face of competent authorities. So it's not the police and it's not the border Coast Guard that has the responsibility to evaluate a claim. It's the authorities, the asylum authorities.
We know that Greece received and provided shelter for vast numbers of refugees, for the most part from Syria, during the previous wave. So what's changed? Has there been a change of policy at the top in Greece, in Athens?
I think over the years, I mean, the issue has caused a lot of reaction, right? I mean, after all, this is a collective responsibility. It's not for one country to respond to the migration issue. This is not Greece, and it's not Spain, and it's not Italy that are responsible to find answers for what should be safe passage and what should be respect to the human right of asylum, right? So, I mean, obviously, these countries, and Greece in particular, as you have said, has been under a huge burden. So, of course, there are reactions, there have been reactions, public reactions, as to whether the country can sustain that. And it's normal, and it's quite reasonable reaction to expect. However, then let's find a collective way of dealing with it, and let's speak of resettlement, let's speak of reunification of families, let's speak of different ways of providing visas. Let's talk about the conditions providing safe passage as opposed to leaving these people to the networks of the traffickers.
Yeah, and that, are you saying, is a responsibility that needs to be taken on by the entire European Union? I mean, even in the face of obviously coping with the refugee numbers arriving from Ukraine.
These people are coming not to Greece in particular, right? They're coming to Europe. So their request is to enter the European space and be able to be given protection as such. So this is not one country that should lead this. And the European Union is not led by a single country anyway. I mean, over the years, the burden has been evident. You speak of thousands of people. So yes, now that we see an activation of practices that are clearly, according to the testimonies of our patients, they are clearly geared by violent tactics, right? These are violent border practices that are unlawful. And I'm not only speaking of the forced returns. I am speaking of beatings, of forced genital examinations. I was speaking of phenomena that should never take place, and that our people, and in the patients of MSF, have been recounting on repeated occasions. What MSF is seeing is a need for urgent humanitarian, medical, and psychological, I repeat, mental health is immense in this assistance. We see from our medical consultations a coherence between the testimonies of the patients and what we see on their bodies, okay? Yeah. And then the last message is that we ask that these allegations on forced returns be investigated, not just by the local Greek actors, legal mechanisms, but also by the EU mechanisms.
And that was Nicholas Papachrysostomou from Médecins Sans Frontières in Greece.